Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin is so bullish at 23,000 as analysts reveals a new Bitcoin price metric. I'll be breaking this down for you, as well as U.S. government $1.5 trillion debt interest will be equal to 3 times the Bitcoin market cap in 2023. Also in today's show, Goldman Sachs ranks Bitcoin as best performing asset thus far this year. That's right. Bitcoin also tops the global investment bank's list as the asset with the highest risk adjusted return above gold, real estate, the S&P and the NASDAQ. Also in today's show, Scaramucci predicts one catalyst will trigger a big Bitcoin boom and says now is a great time to be accumulating BTC, so keep stacking them sats. Also in today's show, 200% Ethereum explosion is entirely realistic, according to Coin Bureau. I'll be explaining when and how. Also in today's show, Bitcoin will hit $200,000 before $70,000 bear market next cycle. That's right. Stochastic patterns leave the door open for 189% Bitcoin price gains versus the current Bitcoin all-time high, according to one analyst. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone for tuning in to today's live episode of Crypto News Alerts podcast, episode number 1177. Today is January 28th. 2023, and we can see the Bitcoin price action currently hovering just above that $23,000 level. We have been stuck here for quite some time. You can see Ethereum barely in the green, trading just under $1,600, but most of the alts are currently pumping and in the green, with Avalanche up a whopping 12%, trading above $20. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we can see the current crypto market cap sitting at above $1 trillion, $1,050 billion to be exact, with about $45 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the current Bitcoin dominance at 42.3% and the Ether dominance at 18.4%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, Gala leading the pack up 15%, trading just above 5.6 cents, followed by CVX up 14.5%, trading just under $6, followed by Avalanche up about 14%, trading at $20.59. Below that, we have Frax Share, followed by Engine Coin. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past week, we got Aptos up 42%, Axie Infinity up 25%, and FTM up 28.6%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're back to neutral, rated a 52. Yesterday a 55 in greed, last week a 53, and last month a 28 in fear. So there you have it. Welcome everyone just tuning in. Let me know how many of you are currently bullish on the King Crypto as we dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis. Bitcoin remains firmly bullish at 23 G's, baby, according to new on-chain metrics from one of the industry's best-known names. In a preview on January 28th, market cyclist and on-chain analyst Cole Gardner revealed what he saw that backtested and validated Bitcoin trading tools. With Bitcoin attempting to push through liquidity above 23 G's, the debate rages as to whether a significant Bitcoin price correction is due. For Gardner, who offered a snapshot of several trading signals to Twitter users over the weekend, there is no doubt the picture is firmly green. Quoting him here, they are looking so bullish right now, he summarized in a part of an accompanying commentary. And one metric compares the ratio of Bitcoin to stable coins across the exchanges. This has hit multi-year highs. A screenshot appears to show beating its peak from any recent event since early 2020 as outline here. It is rarely ever wrong, he claimed, while not providing additional details about its mechanism of action. And you can see it in this chart here. Now, traditionally, high stablecoin liquidity hints at bullish continuation, with funds waiting in the wings to enter Bitcoin or other crypto assets. Now, Gartner presented the ratio of on-chain volume traded in profit hitting its highest levels in at least 3.5 years. As he points out here, it generates faster trade signals with a longer track record. It is also bullish right now, he reiterated. And according to the latest data from on-chain analytics firm Glassnode, the realized profit versus realized loss continues to stage an expected recovery in line with the Bitcoin price action. Now, the net unrealized profit and loss, which is a portion of the Bitcoin supply not being transacted, had also transformed this month thanks to Bitcoin's 40% gains. That's right. Bitcoin is already up 40% for this year, and we're still in January. Let that sink in. Now, further optimism focused on a recovery amongst the Bitcoin miners. According to popular Hash Ribbons metric, the Bitcoin mining sector recently exited a period of capitulation, which ensued as a result of the post-FTX Bitcoin price declines. Hash Ribbons uses the hash rate to determine periods of miner stress. Such recoveries have historically coincided with the Bitcoin price corrections, as described by digital asset and global macro investment management firm Wacom Capital Management this week. In tweeting Glassnode data, Wacom highlighted that the last capitulation exit came just before FTX, denying the Bitcoin bulls the gains traditionally associated with the event. So there you have it. And welcome again to everyone just joining us. If you are currently more bullish than bearish, let me know. And if you think that this can still potentially be a bull trap and we're likely to revisit lows, let me know as well. I want to know what side of the coin you're on. No pun intended. With that being shared, now let's discuss the U.S. government debt, which is continuing to rise through the ceiling. Bitcoin bulls do not need to wait long for the U.S. to start printing money again, commentators believe. The latest analysis of U.S. macroeconomic data has led one market strategist to predict that quantitative tightening ending to avoid a catastrophic debt crisis. The Fed continues to remove liquidity from the financial system to fight inflation, reversing years of COVID era money printing. And while interest rate hikes look to set to continue declining in scope, some now believe that the Fed will soon have only one option to halt the process altogether. That's right. Why the Fed will have no choice but to cut or risk a catastrophic debt crisis, says Sven Henrich, founder of Northman Trader. He summarized January 27, quoting him here, higher for longer is a fantasy not rooted in math reality. Now, Henrich uploaded a chart showing interest payments on the current U.S. government expenditure, this now hurtling towards $1 trillion per year. Can't make this stuff up, folks. Money printer continue to go. A dizzying number. The interest comes as a result of the U.S. government debt being over $31 trillion. The Fed having printed trillions of dollars since March of 2020 alone. And since then, interest payments themselves have gone up by a whopping 42%. The phenomenon has not gone unnoticed. Elsewhere in crypto circles, as popular Twitter account Wall Street Silver compared the interest payments as a portion of the U.S. tax revenue. Quoting him here, the U.S. paid $853 billion in interest for $31 trillion debt in 2022. More than defense budget in 2023. If the Fed keeps the rates at these levels or higher, we'll be at $1.2 trillion or $1.5 trillion in interest paid on the debt. That's a damn shame. Insane. Now, such a scenario might be music to the ears of those with significant Bitcoin exposure. Periods of easy liquidity have corresponded with increased appetite for risk assets across the mainstream investment world. The Fed's unwinding of that policy, accompanied by Bitcoin's 2022 bear market and a pivot in interest rate hikes, is thus seen by many as the first sign of good times returning. Let the good times begin. But not everyone, however, agrees that the impact on risk assets, including crypto, will be all out positive. Prior to that, ex-BitMEX CEO Arthur Hayes believes the chaos will come first, tanking Bitcoin and altcoins to new lows before any sort of long-term renaissance kicks in. If the Fed faces a complete lack of options to avoid a meltdown, Hayes believes that the damage will have already been done prior to QT, giving way to quantitative easing. Now, quoting him here, this scenario is less ideal because it would mean that everyone who is buying risky assets now would be in store for a massive drawdowns in performance. 2023 could be as bad as 2022 until the Fed pivots, he wrote in a blog post. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Arthur Hayes. And with that being shared, now let's dive into our next story of the day. And guess what? One of the largest investment firms in the world, Goldman Sachs, says that Bitcoin is the best performing asset of the year. And guess what? It is a fact. Check this out. And this is saying a lot coming from Goldman Sachs. Global investment bank Goldman Sachs reportedly ranked Bitcoin's best performing asset year to date. The Twitter account documenting Bitcoin tweeted earlier this week, Bitcoin is the best performing asset in the world this year, according to the latest data by Goldman Sachs. The tweet includes a market performance chart by Goldman Sachs showing the top 25 market total returns as well as their year to date risk adjusted returns. Bitcoin tops the total return list at 27%, followed by MSCI Emerging Markets Index at 8%. Bitcoin also tops the Goldman Sachs risk-adjusted return list with a sharp ratio of 3-1. The price of Bitcoin has risen since the firm published this chart, and at this time, Bitcoin is trading above 23,000, up more than 39% thus far this year. That's right. Now, gold, which many people have compared Bitcoin to as a store of value and a hedge against inflation, ranks several places below Bitcoin on both the total and the risk-adjusted return list. Take that, Peter Schiff. The metal has also returned a 6% year-to-date and sharp ratio of 2, according to the Goldman chart. A higher sharp ratio indicates that the investment has yielded higher returns for a given level of risk. However, Goldman Sachs said in December last year that gold is a better portfolio diversifier than Bitcoin, since it is likely to be less influenced by tighter financial conditions. And furthermore, the bank analysts believe that gold has developed non-speculative use cases while Bitcoin is still looking for one. Also like to point out, you got to remember that the banks are hoarding large amounts of gold at all-time high levels. So naturally, they're going to say they're bullish on gold. Goldman Sachs has been in the crypto space for several years. The firm formally established a crypto trading desk back in May of 2021. And in January of last year, the investment bank predicted Bitcoin could reach $100,000 per coin as the crypto continues to take gold's market share. And last year, Goldman executed its first over-the-counter crypto transaction and offered its first Bitcoin-backed loan and launched a data service to help investors analyze the crypto markets. So there you have it. Definitely a bullish indicator for the mainstream to be talking highly of Bitcoin, and really because they can't say anything bad about it. Numbers don't lie. 40% up year to date. Show me another asset outperforming the king crypto, and let's talk about it. But with that being shared, now let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss a very bullish catalyst as well as Bitcoin accumulation as per Anthony Scaramucci, the CEO of SkyBridge Capital. That's right. The SkyBridge chief executive Scaramucci says Bitcoin will have a clear bottom once the Fed ceases raising interest rates to lower the inflation. In a new YouTube video with crypto influencer Scott Melker, he says the Fed is on the verge of changing its hawkish policy, which could cause risk assets like Bitcoin to soar. Send it. He predicts the Fed will soon cease raising rates any further because it will exacerbate the government's own debt obligations. He also says the Fed can pause raising rates since inflation is coming down. And he adds that if he is wrong, the economy will be thrown into a recession and people will invest in Bitcoin as the US dollar starts to decrease in value. Facts. Either scenario, he says, is now the opportune time to accumulate to king crypto. Quitting him here, it is impossible for the Fed. If you have $31 trillion in debt on its way to $34 trillion and you got interest rates rising, the federal government is not going to be able to make sense of their budget with a $1 trillion to $1.5 trillion interest rate payment to all the debt holders. So that's number one. Number two, I believe that the Fed is going to declare victory. Victory! Inflation is going to go down because of the technology, and they're going to start cutting rates or guiding people to lower rates, which is going to boom the market and boom Bitcoin. And third point, I think this is the most important point. If I am wrong about these two scenarios, it is still a great time to buy Bitcoin, because if we get into a recession and the dollar starts weakening or people lose confidence in the dollar, they're heading towards Bitcoin. That's right. Now, Scaramucci also reacted to comments a longtime crypto skeptic, JP Morgan chief executive Jamie Dimon. Dimon called Bitcoin a hyped up fraud while comparing crypto to pet rocks during a recent CNBC interview while attending the recent World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Scaramucci says the criticism is a bullish indicator as traditional financial institutions are threatened by the crypto technology. Quoting him here, to me, that was the most bullish sign. I haven't seen crypto analysts Willy Woo's 18 different macro green light indicators, but when I heard that and I listened to the general consensus of the elites at Davos peeing on cryptocurrency and blockchain and Bitcoin, I am telling you guys, this is a massive bull sign. And I agree here. Let me know if you agree in the comments below. And to watch this video he did entitled, Why Now is the Best Time to Invest with Anthony Scaramucci, check the show notes below the video in the description. And with that being shared, now let's discuss a potential 200% Ethereum pump. That's right. Let's break it down, shall we? Pseudonymous CoinBarrow host Guy is expressing a bullish sentiment towards the leading smart contract platform, Ethereum. Guy tells his 2 million YouTube subs, Ethereum is likely to see a higher price this year after rallying by over 55% from its 2022 low. That's right, ETH is up already 55% from that bottom. And according to the popular analyst, ETH's deflationary nature, brought about by its switch to a proof-of-stake consensus mechanism last year, could potentially trigger a new record high for the second largest digital asset by market cap during the next bull cycle. Quoting him here, I think it is likely we see a higher ETH price by the end of the year. And in the throes of the next bull run, it seems entirely realistic that deflation should force ETH above its all-time highs. Now, Ethereum, which hit an all-time high around 4,900 back in November of 2021, around the time Bitcoin hit its all-time high of 69,000, on the risk of Ethereum faces, Guy says, there are a number of risks that lie ahead for Ethereum. Firstly, there's the general crypto and macro environment, and as Ethereum's upgrades are, they won't move the price if the broader environment is in the toilet. And although markets have improved more recently, I think it's a bit premature to expect this rally to continue unabated. There are broader concerns around ETH's regulatory status too. While I think that a security designation is unlikely, it is a tail risk we have to account for. And another tail risk is, of course, centralization. I am also not oblivious to the fact Ethereum has competition from other layer ones. Many are well-funded and are growing out of their ecosystems. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst that we can potentially see a 200% price surge for Ethereum, because if we were to hit those marks, we're currently trading at 1600. We're potentially talking about a what? Wow. Massive price surge run up for the leading smart contract crypto. So let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And how many of you feel that Ethereum can potentially outpace Bitcoin for this cycle as far as the price action? Holla at your boy. As previous two cycles, Ethereum did outpace Bitcoin. So I'm just interested to hear your thoughts. And with that being shared, now for the moment we have all been waiting for, let's discuss a very bullish $200,000 Bitcoin price forecast, shall we? Let's break it down. Here we go. Bitcoin well-formed evidence, which suggests its next all-time high will top out at 200,000, according to one analyst. In a new tweet, January 27th, trader Terragrade, known as Allen, also revealed 70,000 as the next potential bear market bottom. Not too shabby. Now, for many, the Bitcoin price action is still bound by Bitcoin's four-year halving cycles. The resulting price pattern offers one all-time high year in every four, with 2025 next in line. Bitcoin's block subsidy halving will occur a year prior, and from then on, Allen argues the path will be open to a giant $200,000. Send it. Bring it. That price tag came about from an analysis of Bitcoin's stochastic oscillator, which syncs the cycle highs and lows of the king crypto. Now, currently, the indicator is printing its latest trough, and if history is a guide, the price behavior will do likewise. The stochastic oscillator is a volatility tool which compares closing prices to historical averages. Quoting him here, Bitcoin well-formed structure with stochastic behavior indicates that the next all-time high will be at $200,000, and the next floor will be at $70,000. He shared alongside this chart. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. And responses to the post revealed a familiar divergence in opinions when it comes to Bitcoin's future potential in US dollar terms. But nonetheless, $200,000 may seem modest for some long-time market participants, that level being a mere 189% higher than the existing all-time high from November of 2021. Now, consensus believes that the scope of Bitcoin investment returns will diminish in percentage terms with time, with long-term volatility cooling each cycle. Now let's discuss the latest from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock-to-flow model, who says that 32,000 Bitcoin price action is next. That's right, the equally optimistic in the current environment. Meanwhile, Plan B, the analyst responsible for the controversial stock-to-flow family of the Bitcoin price models, Bitcoin's behavior in January has been a decisive turning point, he believes, pointing to various on-chain metrics as proof of the recovery. And among the latest is realized return, which tracks aggregate profitability of spent coins. Quoting him here, realized return just popped positive. Sellers are now taking profit, which you can see in this chart in the green, instead of cutting losses, which you can see in this chart in the blue. Big difference, Plan B commented. Plan B added this week that Bitcoin's next short-term target should be $32,000 also realized on the price data. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this first analysis that we're likely to see a $200,000 Bitcoin before a $70,000 bear market bottom next cycle, as well as Plan B short-term price target for the King crypto at $32,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments right down below. Also like to point out there's other bullish predictions coming from Tim Draper. He made this prediction years ago and he's sticking with it. He is still optimistic. We're likely to see a $250,000 Bitcoin price this year in 2023. We got Max Kaiser calling for a six-figure Bitcoin price. We got Credible Crypto still calling for a six-figure Bitcoin price all this year. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. My perspective here is keep stacking sats and just hodl, because eventually you know the market's going to go parabolic. Whether we see, you know, Bitcoin return to all-time highs this year, the year of the halving in 2024, or the year preceding the halving, which is typically when the market reaches the cycle high. Either way, Bitcoin will eventually reach a new all-time high. So take advantage of it and seize the moment. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.